And of course, if this trial of yours pans out in terms of capecitabine, that's one non-anthracycline regimen. What were your thoughts about the TC, docetaxel cyclophosphamide regimen that was presented by Steve Jones from US Oncology?
I'm very intrigued by the regimen, and I've used it in the study. I believe there were 1,000 patients on the study, and they were randomized to either 4 cycles of docetaxel, I believe it was 75 milligrams per meter square, and the cyclophosphamide was 600. Or standard AC. What was striking to me was the relapse-free survival favored the CT arm by about 5 to 6%. It's not powered well enough for overall survival, but you know, these p-values of 0.05 going for sainthood, if my broker could run it a 0.06, which means that if he assumed that that difference was real and the p-value was 0.06, it would mean he's going to be wrong 6 out of 100 as opposed to 5 out of 100. Anything he cold called me, I'd buy the stock. So I think that it's very impressive data. And I also like the toxicity profile of CT. So I've used it in several patients and I've used it in some older patients. And there is the fatigue factor, which I believe is associated. And there was, I believe, about a 5 to 6% risk of neutropenic fever. And they didn't use growth factors, so my feeling is if I can appropriately get it for the patient to minimize risk, because it's adjuvant therapy, it's curative therapy, I want to minimize all potential risk. It's reasonable to consider it, but it was better by 5 percentage points or so than AC, and they have reasonably good follow-up. So I'm intrigued by that and feel that might be a very reasonable option for older people who you're reluctant to give anthracyclines. And hopefully the large intergroup trial looking at single-agent paclitaxel versus AC someday will also confirm indirectly the effectiveness of the taxanes as single agents, or combined in this case with cyclophosphamide versus AC regimens, especially shorter AC regimens, 4 cycles.
That study was among many, many that were kind of interestingly affected by the adjuvant trastuzumab data that came out, which came out right in the middle of your doing the study. How did you decide to deal with the HER2-positive patients?
So now we've amended virtually all national trials, whether they're intergroup trials, to allow trastuzumab. So we never excluded trastuzumab. So even before we amended the trial, which now has 14 amendments on it, we've learned a lot doing this trial, trastuzumab administration is fine for patients. We have some guidelines in there. If you wanted to do it every 3 weeks after therapy, that's fine.
But it's got to be after the chemo.
We're doing it after the chemo.
Including capecitabine.
Yeah.
Interesting.